Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Roethlisberger, given a lot of interviews as the season begins this year to sort of, I guess, clear the air regarding everything. Well, Antonio Brown at the heart of a lot of it. But leadership questions coming up over and over again. He talked to Andrea Kramer of NFL Network last night and said, yeah, he may have been a part of some of those distractions.
I don't know the definition of drama.
Distraction.
Distractions. Well, I think we all create distractions. I know I've done it, and so I'm going to do my best not to do it moving forward.
So he's going to do his best not to be a part of those distractions moving forward. Step one, I think, would be quite obvious. He's not going to do a radio show every week this year. That's not going to, and during a radio show, not call out teammates. Maybe still do that in the media from time to time, but step one, he's not going to be a part of the distractions that way.
It's interesting to me that I think that locally and nationally, what he did was looked at vastly different. I think that nationally it was looked at as, my gosh, what's this guy doing calling people out? And from a national media perspective and from a national fan perspective, what's this guy doing calling people out? Man, he's creating more drama. Why is he doing this? And then locally, I think, and I could be wrong here, but I think that locally it was like, well, listen, if you can't handle Ben Roethlisberger saying things, then you need to get tougher skin. He's trying to lead this football team. It worked for James Washington, I think.
Right.
But if you can't handle Ben Roethlisberger saying some things that are truth hurts sort of things, then maybe you don't want to be led by somebody, and he's not in the wrong. Now it feels like, and it's not damage control, but it feels like he's circling back and explaining kind of the new Ben Roethlisberger again to the national audience, I don't necessarily know if it needs to be explained.
Well, and I don't know how new some of it is. Like, there's been this big focus, and Andrea Kramer talked about it in this interview last night on NFL Network about him inviting the wide receivers down to his house in Georgia during the offseason. Well, he's done that pretty much every year.
Yeah, we know all about it, especially.
In the past, that's
right.
Been a bone of contention. But I think it's not new for him to try and team up with his offensive linemen or his wide receivers or create that sort of atmosphere with different position groups.
I'm not understanding sort of the Ben redemption tour to being a good leader again whenever I don't understand what he did that was a bad leader. Whenever you really look at it in retrospect, and he was dealing with a guy who was a crazy man. He handled it perfectly, you know, and it came to be that the national media was pushing a narrative that ended up being a falsehood, and they don't really, like, have to apologize. There's no sort of, right now you look back retrospectively at it, and they say, hey, we got it wrong. They didn't.
Well, he didn't coddle Antonio Brown the way a lot of other people have done in the past and the way people will continue to do. And he didn't, I don't know, you know, we talked about this last week, I believe it was. I don't know how much more he can fall on the sword for what he said after the Denver game. When he talked about Antonio Brown's route running in the end zone and the interception he threw to the defensive lineman. Like, I don't know how much more Ben Roethlisberger can, because he's apologized. And he said, yeah, you know what, I screwed up. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have phrased it that way. However you want to talk about it, I shouldn't have mentioned that after that game. I don't know how much more
in
he
that
could
moment
apologize
he looked
for
really dumb though.
He did.
He looked really ridiculous, and he did apologize. But like that was one of those things. He looked really ridiculous. But when he did his weekly radio show with Ron and with Joe, I don't think that he said one thing that was out of line. Not one thing that was out of line, except for
that.
That.
I mean, that's really that's one comment.
I agree with you.
From an entire 17-week season that we say, okay, Ben, come on. You didn't throw the interception because of AB's route. And I think.
Well, and because Pouncey blocked too well.
Right. And I think we all understood that. pretty much immediately after the fact. And he apologized for it profusely after the fact.
Then the heart of all this is Ben Roethlisberger a good or bad leader? That to me is like, if you're sitting at a bar, right? And you formulate this in a form of a question, you mold it and you take that pliable clay and you say, let's make this into a question. Is Ben a good or bad leader?
And I think to get at the heart of that question, you have to ask what your standards of a leader are. Are leaders capable of mistakes as long as they then own up to those mistakes? I think that's part of the question too. 412-928-9370, Ben Roethlisberger as a leader. Is he a good one? Is he a bad one? Is he getting better? Is Ben Roethlisberger a good or a bad leader? We'll just couch it that way in light of his conversation with Andrea Kramer on NFL Network last night. 412-928-9370. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Fan Morning Show and at 93.7 The Fan. You get everything you really need, I think, in basically two texts here on the text line, Colin.
Okay.
One says, Ben has handled this perfectly. We can all tell the narrative about the national media that's been pushed. Ben is a leader. And then the next one says, are you guys ever going to say a negative word about Ben and how he's underachieved? And it goes on and on. There's multiple texts from that same person. It's a divisive issue for some, but I don't see it, to be honest.
Here's where I am. Go ahead.
Well, no, finish. I was going to say, if you're conflating his earlier behavior in his career off the field with what he's now doing in leading this team on the field and in the locker room, you're getting it twisted.
I'll take a different on the field and off the field comparison. I don't think there's a whole lot of dudes that on Monday and Tuesday and stuff that on like Friday kind of off day kind of thing that are his teammates that want to go hang out with him. I don't.
Well, maybe they don't.
I don't. I think that Ben Roethlisberger's kind of like his own cat. He's his own sort of person. And
he's about 10 years older than everyone else in there too.
Right. Well, even like his contemporaries, even a couple years ago. But I don't think that whenever there's a couple minutes on the clock and men need to be driven by someone else and they need to be kind of guided and whatever, I don't think that there's a better leader that the Pittsburgh Steelers have had in quite some time than Ben Roethlisberger. And I don't think there's a whole lot of better leaders at the quarterback position than Ben Roethlisberger. And what's measured most for me is what goes on the football field. You know, again, I'm not getting it twisted. I don't think that when he's off the field, I don't think he's got a ton of friends like on the football team.
But does he have to?
No, not to be considered a good leader.
Right.
For me, to be a good leader is within the confines of getting it done on the practice field and on the playing surface. And I think guys follow him there. Now, that radio show kind of served to bridge both things because he was taking information from the practice field and the playing surface and serving it to the public.
Right.
And I think there was a pretty big truth hurts quotient. There were times, the Denver game comes to mind, he could have taken more responsibility. That to me, though, is offset with Ben Roethlisberger is the king, the absolute king of everybody saw something wasn't your fault and you took responsibility for it. So, and that has happened many times in the past. You think of the game, the playoff game that they lost in Denver when Frenchie fumbled on whatever.
Toussaint
fumbled and Ben Roethlisberger was like, you know, we all could have. No, everybody saw that Fitzgerald Toussaint put the football on the ground. Everybody in the world saw that. That happened. Everybody saw that. And then Ben Roethlisberger goes a step further, and we've told the story a bunch of times, schedules his media availability, comes out at the same time Toussaint is on the podium because he knows everybody will come to him and ask him questions and not Toussaint. So there have been times where Ben Roethlisberger, and he starts a lot of things with, hey, that's on me. That being said, on the field and directly after games, I don't know if there's been a man that's absorbed more, even when it wasn't his fault.
And part of that is that you are granted the license as the most tenured guy in the room, as the starting quarterback, to occasionally point out what's gone wrong via other teammates on the field.
People want truth in a radio show, right? Like the national media, all the media says, all we want from these guys is the truth. Then he gave the truth, and then people like Deion Sanders of the world complained about it because it was too much truth.
Yeah, I think we've all had issues with Ben Roethlisberger over the years in different regards. This just is one of those things that still rings somewhat hollow to me when people criticize this lack of leadership. It still doesn't ring true.
I think he's a really good leader on the football field. And I think that's what you ask of somebody that's in that position.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.